Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. I want to make a real quick announcement. I'm not making the entire podcast announcements, but this is important to me to give an invite because we are just a few days away from a Sunday morning meeting in Warren, Ohio. I will be ministering at a meeting that will be held at the Holiday Inn Express in Warren, Ohio. The address is 135 Highland Terrace Boulevard this coming Sunday morning, Sunday, March the 6th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The Holiday Inn Express in Warren, Ohio will be the site of a Grace Encounter. And I'm honored to be meeting with so many of our friends from that area. There are several people making the journey. If you are in the, it's halfway, my understanding is it's about halfway between Cleveland and Pittsburgh. So if you're in that area, we would love to meet you, love to have you come out and be in service with us this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. In Warren, Ohio. Okay, let's get into what Peter says in Acts chapter 3. I read it yesterday. I want to reiterate it today. Verse 14, you denied the Holy One and the just and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And I would say this. Now, I hope you know where I'm going to go with this. How dare Peter make the statement, you denied the Holy One? Let's do a review. Who is the one who, while Jesus is standing in front of Pontius Pilate, is standing outside, warming his hands by the fire, and is confronted three times by members of the assembled audience that he's confronted about being one of the disciples, and he denies that he's one of the disciples three times. Once he even curses them out, says that he's not who they think that he is. This so tears Peter up that the rooster crows. He realizes that it's exactly what Jesus said would happen. Before the rooster crows twice, you'll have denied me three times. He does. He runs off into the darkness. And we know that this haunts Peter. This tears Peter up. Jesus makes a special trip after the resurrection to meet Peter on the beach in John and have breakfast with him and restore him. Hey, do you love me? Go feed my sheep. And they have this beautiful, poignant moment in the book of John. Now here's Peter, not but 50 days after he denies the Lord, preaching on the day of Pentecost. Well, we're a few days past that. Granted, we are in Acts 3 now, not Acts 2. But this is the second sermon Peter preaches in the book of Acts. And he says that the crowd denied the Lord. He never makes mention of him denying the Lord. And if you ever needed a spot in the Bible that shows the restorative, reforming power of the gospel of grace, it's this moment. How a man can go from denying the Lord to just a couple of months later, not even remembering that he denied the Lord, is not selective memory on the part of Peter. It's the absolute freedom from shame and condemnation. It's Peter's acknowledgement that he has been completely set free from who he used to be. You do not have to spend the rest of your life identifying with who you used to be. You don't have to walk around every day doing penance, paying for what you did, reliving your sins. Let them be in the past. When Peter identifies as filled with the Holy Spirit and a believer of Christ, he no longer goes back to the things and what he used to do. We don't hear about it. And it's not to say he forgets, but he is a new creation. You don't forget what you've done, but you don't have to rehash it. You are a new creation. So I say, how dare Peter say this? He can only dare to say it because he truly believes he's not who he used to be. And so do I. And I believe that for you, for those of you who are in Christ. We're going to continue from here tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.